We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here at 948, and continuing our conversation with Dr. Reginald Eggleston, the superintendent of schools at USD 475 Geary County. And always appreciate getting an opportunity to get an update from the district, because they've got a lot of projects going on, and one of the big ones, probably the biggest one, is the new high school facility, which is under construction there in Junction City. It's going to open in the fall, and I imagine progress has got to be wrapping up pretty quickly.
Well, we're on time, and we're excited about that. We have weekly meetings with the contractor and all the different entities, city and county leadership, to make sure that all of the different phases of the project are on time, and that we are being, I guess you could say, proactive in resolving any issues as quickly as possible. But very excited, a lot of energy surrounding the opening of the building. And I know the students, we've had some tours for the students and faculty to go out and look at the new facility as well. So the community is very excited. Fort Riley Army Post, the parents out there are as well. So just a lot of energy, positive energy surrounding the start of the upcoming year in that building.
How much more space will that provide the high school students than your current facility?
Well, the new facility could house 1,800 students, and will have several facilities, orchestra room, a couple of extra gyms, so that different activities or more activities can actually take place. So it will be a state-of-the-art facility, providing opportunities for all of our activities to be centralized there and not spread out across the city or the county. And so, again, very excited. It gives us the land that we need in order to put the baseball field, the football stadium, the tennis courts will go out there. So everything will be in one centralized location just because of where it's located.
Yeah. And for now, it's out in the on the west edge of town. That it's in the country, but I imagine someday the city's going to probably spread out that way, following the school.
Well, I think that is the anticipation, that because of the building of the high school, that growth will occur in that area. And so we have the middle school right across the street from the new high school. So yes, you're absolutely right. I think that is the expectation, that in the very near future, subdivisions may be developed in that area.
So in the meantime, that school is getting ready to open here. And I know there's going to be a decision to be had with the current building, which will close here after this school year. What's the latest on that?
Well, there's conversations with our local leaders about the use of the land, possibly some opportunities to bring some services to the community that may not be here at this present moment. So I think all of the entities are trying to put their heads together in order to look at how that land could be beneficial to the overall community.
All right. No, we're not certain if it's going to be involved, you know, tearing down or anything like that. It's too early at this point.
Well, part of the plan, the original plan, was to, or is to, demo that land. And so the Board of Education will continue to have some conversations about that. We've made some adjustments to budgets and priorities. And so the board will continue to have discussions as far as what the next steps will be with the current school facility. Excuse me.
Okay. Again, we're speaking with Dr. Reginald Eggleston. He is the superintendent of schools, USD 475 Geary County. Do you have any upcoming events you'd like to highlight here? I know we're kind of closing out the school year.
Well, our high school is planning prom as well as an in-person graduation, and so we're excited about that. As you know, due to COVID last year, we were unable to have an in-person prom as well as graduation. And so this year, we're taking all the safety measures we possibly can, but still want to offer our seniors an opportunity to celebrate all that they've accomplished up to this point. And so we're working with the high school staff, our local health department, in order to ensure that we can have a safe opening for those events.
All right. Spring Carnival happening this weekend. I did see a release on that as well. That's happening Saturday.
Yes, absolutely. We're excited to be able to do that as well.
Okay, very good. As far as graduation, what are the plans for that?
Well, we're looking at having it at the stadium at this time. We can space the students out across the football field, and at this present moment, we're going to give each family 5 tickets because we still have to exercise social distancing. But because we're having it outside, we can have more individuals, and the stadium will allow us to accommodate a large number at one time. So it gives families and close friends an opportunity to participate and celebrate the graduation of the senior class.
Okay. And forgive me, I forgot what date the graduation is.
It is the 30th of May.
Okay. May 30th is graduation at Junction City. So, and that's obviously a big thing here this year with after last year, and graduations looked way different. You know, there was a lot of ceremonies that were canceled. You got to be truly happy to be able to do something for the senior class.
We are. We're very excited about it. We tried to announce to the public, I guess it's been about 3, maybe 4 weeks ago at one of our board members, just so that people would know that it's going to occur and to relieve some of the anxiety out there as far as are we going to do it or what the venue would be. As you know, last year we did a virtual graduation. It was nice. It was very good. However, it just wasn't the same. And so we know that there is a great deal of anticipation for something in person. And so we're hoping that this will be a step in the right direction. Again, we're going to use or implement all of our safety measures, but we definitely want to celebrate the accomplishments of the class of 2021.
All right. Well, as mentioned, there's quite a few activities. I know the school board's been keeping busy. Is there anything we have upcoming here in the next school board meeting or anything going on right now that you think might be of note to the public?
No, I think it has been a busy year. My board members have definitely been engaged, definitely staying up to speed with everything that is occurring in the district. I do my very best to email them, make phone calls, and keep them abreast of all activities and just information that they need. They serve as ambassadors for the school district, and I always want to make sure that they have all the information that they need as they interact with parents and members of our community.
All right. Well, and I know that those meetings are available to the public. They're well, I have to say they're well done on YouTube. You guys, you're one of the early ones to do the meetings online, and it's a very useful tool here for anybody to watch, and very transparent. And when is the next meeting? Is it May 4th?
May 4th will be our next board meeting. During the board meeting, you'll probably see we will be recognizing elementary students who have done well. One of the focuses for our board meetings is that we have celebrations. So each board meeting, I recognize students, employees, staff members who have just done an outstanding job in a particular area, because it takes all of us a collective effort in order to have a good school district, and everyone is contributing in such a tremendous way. We just want to recognize them for what they're doing across the school district.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I know kids are probably counting down to the last day of school. Probably some teachers, too. It won't be long, about a month away here, a little more than a month away for USD 475 Geary County. Anything else before we wrap things up?
Well, I do want to say just how excited we are about everything that's happening in the district, the new high school, the graduation, just all of the things that are occurring across the district. I do want to compliment my staff, district office, teachers, administrators, for all the great work that they are doing. We are doing some exceptional work. We appreciate the grace that parents have extended to us as we've gone through this year, because it's been a year of many unknowns, but I believe we worked through it together collectively, and just so proud and privileged to be part of the team.
All right, very good. Well, Dr. Eggleston, we sure appreciate the time here this morning, and we'll talk again down the road.
Okay, thanks so much for having us. We do appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Reginald Eggleston, our guest here on In Focus. Thank you to John Cox and Cliff Williams up at Riley County and Blue Valley Schools. Tomorrow, we'll get an update from Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation and Jack Alston. He'll be joining us tomorrow morning for the entire hour.
All right, Brandon, good work this morning. Thank you very much. And we'll have the Ken Coleman Show coming up just a couple of moments after CBS News, followed by the Dave Ramsey Show. Dan Patrick from 2 to 4 and the game this afternoon. Just 1 hour because we got the Royals opening up a series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And that coverage begins at 5 o'clock tonight.